Good morning, this is Vicky Martin of Blues Matters magazine. That killer guitar track you're hearing is a track called Clap Your Hands from the album The Wages by the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. Reverend Peyton and Co. will be coming to the UK for a short tour beginning at the Robin in Wolverhampton on the 18th of October. If you'd like details of that tour, then you can go to www.bigdamnband.com. In the meantime, we spoke to the good Reverend himself last evening, and here he is talking to us about the forthcoming tour live from Indiana, USA. Hello, can I speak to the Reverend Peyton, please?
He's speaking.
Yeah, hello, Reverend Peyton. This is Vicky Martin calling you from London. I'm from Blues
Matters
Magazine. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, doing fantastic.
Good.
Looking forward to coming your way.
Yeah, we're just linking up with you for a little interview prior to the tour, and when you're over here, we're going to see you again and have an interview there. Then, where are you at the moment?
I am in Indiana. That's right, Indiana. Getting things packed up, ready to fly out. We fly out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and I've looked at your kind of gig list. I think you're playing in England for the first time on the 18th of October.
Yes, sir.
Place called The Robin, and you've got a place called The Tunnels. I played there with my band recently.
Oh, cool. It's a good spot then?
It's not bad, yeah. I think you'll like it down there. Depends if the people come to see you. You know, they're a bit. Sometimes they don't come, but a lot of times they do come, and you're going to get a lot of publicity, so you may be okay. And we're going to come and see you. You've got a date at a place called the Mondo Water Rat in London, and we're going to come and meet you there.
Cool, yeah, we've played there before. It's a small place, but I really like it. It was fun. One of the weird things about the Water Rats is the last time we played there, we were robbed.
Really?
Yeah, outside there. While we played, they broke into the van we had rented, and they took everything from us. We were able to, none of the instruments got took because it was while we were playing, but everything else did.
Yeah. Oh, you're a bit unlucky with that because your phone's been stolen as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, and then my phone got stolen a couple of days ago in Los Angeles. We, you know, as part of being on the road, man, there's really, it's, you know, that's just one of the dangers out there. There's a lot of thieves out there, and there's really not a good way for a person on the road to protect themselves.
Yeah, you just have to have more words upstairs, I think. That's what you'll have to do. Well, we're going to meet you there. We've got friends of ours, a band called The Little Devils, are playing support to you on that date. So it'll be good to meet up with everybody. I've been listening to your album and enjoying that. I wonder if you could kind of put a handle on how you would describe the music to me.
Well, the simple way to say it is people ask me, I usually say country blues.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, you know. It's country blues, and that, you know, people sometimes you say that, and people think they go country like Waylon Jennings. Like no, like rural blues, you know.
Yeah.
Country meaning rural, you know, not denoting a style of music necessarily. And you know, there's more going on to it than that. We got our own style, and you know, as far as writing songs, you know, I feel like I'm maybe as far as like the actual, not necessarily the style in which they're played, but the structure and just the songwriting itself. I feel like maybe I'm as influenced by, you know, John Prine or Bill Monroe like Charlie Patton or something, you know. Maybe someone with a clever mind, some writer like yourself will think of a good sub-genre to put us in
We'll see. We'll see what we can do. How long have you three been playing together?
Well, I've been playing myself since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And we've been the big damn band traveling in this capacity, doing nothing but this full time for 5 years.
Right.
And almost full time for a couple before that. And on the front porch before that for, you know, long as I can remember.
Yeah. The thing that I think is distinctive about the album, if we're thinking in country blues and that sort of rootsy country music terms, is the kind of percussion. You've got quite an emphasis on the percussion and the drums in particular. Have you always had the drums, or was that a recent addition?
No, always have. And you know, I like percussion. I like drums. I think you know, it kind of kicks things up a notch, you know, from just someone playing solo acoustic, you know. But it doesn't really, it, you know, when you take a, because it's really essentially it's solo guitar, you know, and then with you know, two percussionists accompanying, you know. So really, it's, you know, you take the percussion away, and it's, you know, not that far removed from someone like Charlie Patton, but you add it, you know, and you know, now, you know, we can hang right in there with some of the biggest, baddest rock bands on the planet. You know, we did it all summer on the Vans Warped Tour, you know, so that's kind of the, you know, the beauty of it. And then, and you know, there's two, the picking style, you know, is old finger style way of picking, where I pick out the bass with my thumb and the melody with my fingers at the same time. And you know, it's kind of a dying art, but you know, one of the things that you can do with it, if you're proficient enough, is you can play, and then you can make you know, a song happen with less actual instrumentation, but it doesn't feel like there's anything missing, you know.
Well, that comes out particularly, I think, on your album track, that one, Clap Your Hands, which has got a killer lick at the beginning of it.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, it's a real killer, that one.
I
think that's
thank
the high. I think for me, that's the high point of the album, personally. But what's your favorite track on the album?
You know what? That one's one of them. That's right up there. My favorite one probably to play right now is the first song on there, called Born Bred Corn Fed, and that's one where I feel like, you know, and you know, when you're talking about actual songwriting, putting together songs, to me that one is very unique, very original feeling. And that what I'm doing is I'm playing the bass line with my thumb, and then the slide picks out a melody, but it's not like a normal melody that maybe like you usually someone would play with bottleneck slide. Instead, it's more like what would normally be like a fiddle lick, like a pre-blues old-time fiddle lick, but I do it with the slide while playing bass with my thumb at the same time. So you know, I feel like while that one is, you know, because it's you know, it's kind of borrowing from a, you know, an old style, it's I'm trying to take, you know, bottleneck, fingerstyle bottleneck slide guitar to a new place by doing something that I never heard anybody do before.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
It's playing that way.
That's well, that's your favorite track. So when we edit this interview and put it online, we're going to stick a bit of that track on there for you to listen to.
Cool. That sounds cool. And Clap Your Hands, it's a close second. Those two are probably my two favorites. You know, and it's because, you know, for me, they're fun to play.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
great. Well, listen,
like
you know, you enjoy the rest of your touring and your day over there, and we wish you a safe journey to the United Kingdom. And we'll look forward to linking up with you on the 21st of October and having a further chat.
Absolutely. We'll see you all then. I can't wait.
We'll look forward to seeing you.
Take care now.
God bless them. Bye.
Bye-bye. Same to you.
Okay, so thanks to the Reverend Peyton and Co. It sounds to me like that's going to be like a really good live show. Recommend that to you. In the meantime, let's close by listening to some of the Reverend's favourite album track. This is Born Bred, Corn Fed.